This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
No, we've been having conversations, and, you know, like before the season, we knew at one point Campbell was going to be part of it. It just happened that he was in opening day. We knew that Marcelo at one point was going to contribute, and he's here already because of injuries. And I know, you know, at one point Roman is going to be here. The timing, this is something that as an organization, we're going to decide when. Obviously, he's doing an outstanding job. He's getting better. And, you know, he's not knocking on the door. He's knocking it down, let's be honest. And, when we make the decision, I know everybody's going to be happy, and I know he's going to contribute.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
I'm sure Alex Cora has the Odyssey app, but I'm going to assume he's not listening right now. This is going to sound like a little shot. That was Alex Cora yesterday talking to us about Roman Anthony, when he might get called up, why he hasn't been called up, and all that. And he said, as an organization, you know what I now think? When he says as an organization, it means when they tell me he's coming up, he'll be on my bench.
Yeah, like, that surprises you?
That he doesn't have any say. Shouldn't he have say?
He has some say.
A manager of his sway. He's won the World Series. You signed him for $7 million a year. He's relationships guy. He's been here longer than you. You canned him. Suspended him, canned him, whatever the hell it was, brought him back. He's been here longer than the GM. The GM didn't get to pick him. Shouldn't a guy like that have some say and some sway?
Nope. So you think Breslow's calling the shots?
Somebody. The organization is telling
him. The organization has 300 nerds that work for him. Yeah. Like, it's to just let one guy, you're going to have all these staffers that do all this analytics work, and to just let one guy make the decision, be like the Patriots with Belichick, why have scouts when Bill's going to make the decision at the end? It's baseball is such a different, it's just a different,
I don't like it,
style in how they operate.
Pilot drives the plane.
And I also think, Fitzy, I also think it's kind of a way in which you never know who to really zero in on if nobody knows who's the person responsible for each of these big decisions, don't you think?
Yeah, it's all we as fans are entitled to know. And I bet you Alex Cora knows exactly who calls the majority of the shots, and it's not him. And Andy, to your point, the crazy thing is now, well, hopefully not in Newark, because half the time they lose track of the airplanes. But the majority of these airplanes between like ILM and AI, pilots are only there basically to make sure liftoff goes well. And if landing, something goes wrong, they retake control. Otherwise, that's the tweet. And as far as baseball goes and why this comparison is actually apt, I feel like Alex Cora is now a contemporary pilot. Sure, like he can make some decisions like when to pull a pitcher, you'd think, but otherwise, I think he's hearing from on high, like, our model projects that 85 pitches will be adequate for Garrett Crochet, 1 1/3 from Weissert, depending on his effectiveness tonight. Followed, like, the numbers are, like, we've heard for years from people in town and all over, nerds are ruining the game. And the value they've provided has been tremendous for advanced scouting and the efficiency in which baseball is played. But if we can't go back to, and Alex Cora is not allowed to just be a good old-fashioned skip, he's doomed with the problems and the communication issues this team's having.
Yep. Again, though, I think it's his name and his face, and he's the one, like, he's the point person. It's fine that you have information and research and 300 nerds and all of that. Or to use your example, Fitzy, the pilot is running it on AI and autopilot unless something goes wrong and then he grabs the stick, right? Mm-hmm. This team is crashing if it's an airplane. It is headed toward the ground at a high rate of speed and somebody needs to pull up.
I'm not sure he grabs the stick, though. Like he's like Roger Goodell. Roger Goodell, he's paid $40 million a year to take all the bullets for the owners.
That's true.
It's kind of the same thing. I think Alex, what does he get paid to do? He gets paid to have to answer all these tough questions about the franchise when a lot of the decisions are probably taken out of his hands. But why is he paid so much? Because he's got to face the music. That's part of what his salary is about.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely true with Goodell. And if that's true with Cora, I don't love it. I don't love
$7 million to be a punching bag and a soundbite?
Do you think that's different than any other? I think all of baseball's
I think it's trending that way. And I don't care for it. I don't. In general, I'm more of an old school guy, like gut, like the guy who is in the clubhouse and the guy who manages every night and knows his players and knows the situations. That's the guy I want running my baseball team. No, I do not want the analytics people. I watched the Tampa Bay Rays lose a World Series because analytics. Like, you make these decisions that are based on computers, and you have no idea what the hell's going on in an actual game.
You want a guy that's been managing the big league club who hasn't been down at the AAA watching Roman Anthony every single day to make the decision whether or not to pull Roman Anthony up?
Well, I think he can watch the big league club that stinks at the plate, and basically read the box scores and watch a couple highlight. Hell, he admitted to us he watches YouTube videos of highlights of major league, minor leaguers sometimes. I think he can do that and go, yeah, could that guy help us? I'm at least worth trying. And by the way, that guy's been good for year upon year, right? Like, he's been the best prospect in baseball for like 2+ years.
Maybe he does say that. And they just go, okay, Alex, thank you. We got you. We know how you feel.
I would throw something at him if they did that.
So like, that's what the conversation sounds like?
Yeah.
Alex says his piece, and they turn back to their computers and go, okay,
thanks, man.
See yourself out.
Kinda. That's what it feels like. And I would hate it if I were him, and I hate it for him, because the guy has lived and breathed baseball his entire life, right? Like, that's who he is. He has been preparing for this opportunity his whole life. Like, he's a baseball lifer, and there's value in that. In my opinion, there's still value in that. There's still value in the experience and the relationships and all of these things. And yes, is there a place for analytics? Is there a place for keeping track of every pitch and every this and every that? Absolutely. It's called a scouting report in the old days. It wasn't even called analytics, right? Like, it's a scouting report. Mm-hmm. You want information on yourself, your opponent, how they match up, how we can maximize things, minimize, right? Like, that's
the old pro Patriots Pro Football Weekly,
right?
You know, the do's and don'ts.
Absolutely.
That's how the 2007 Red Sox credited their victory, their sweep over the Rockies. The scouting department prepared detailed analysis of what kind of pitches to throw every single hitter. They had them all sussed out. And then the Red Sox went out and swept them 4 straight, and the pitching was immaculate, and they were able to, like, their data department, their advanced data was better than the other teams, but it didn't dictate all the moves. They let Tito make the moves, they let the pitchers throw the pitches, and they dominated. That's the way it should be.
Yeah, I'm not saying there's not a place for your 300 nerds, Ted, and your analytics, and Craig Breslow, and leaning into certain things, but I would also say, so those guys have been running the team all year, right?
Yes.
Okay. Has the team been good?
Nope.
Okay. So a third of the way through the season, Craig Breslow, your words, not mine, is time when you start to figure out what the problem is, how you fix it, how you change it. If I'm Alex Cora, maybe I say, hey, we've been playing your way for 58 games. How about we try my way now?
Okay. So that's not in his nature. Right? That's, here we go. Back to Rafi Devers. It's the same thing. He's got a good job. He doesn't want to ruffle any feathers. He just signed a long-term deal. He wants to go along and get along. That's to me, that's kind of what you probably are dealing
with. Like, they're floating towards the waterfall. They have a paddle, and they're not using it.
Knowing what you know about Alex Cora, do you think he's all hell-bent on bringing up a rookie to put out there? Do you get the sense that he likes the young players, or does he favor more the older player?
Favors more older players. But the older players are part of the problem, not part of the solution. Trevor Story, not part of the solution. We could just sit around and whistle and wait and cross our fingers and toes in hopes that he gets good, or we can take the guy that is playing good baseball and try to bring him up and try to alter the dynamic of the team.
this whole slow playing, sort of drifting towards the horizon and the storm that's coming. Like, why?
I just the manager that pounds his table for this is what I want. This isn't, you know, and then it goes out there and he's just got bitter beard face every day. That manager, those days are gone. That manager is long gone in this game.
I guess. I don't know. 617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone lines, get the thoughts of some of the listeners. Pete in the car, what are your thoughts on the Red Sox and Alex Cora right now, Pete?
Hey, how's it going? So I'm anti-Breslau. I'll just put it out there right up front. He hasn't had this team prepared. He hasn't had veterans to sit around with the six rookies that maybe seven planning now with Roman to come up. My question to you guys is, who do you think's first to leave, first of all, Breslau or Cora? And secondly, how much do you think that he's planned already ahead where his next second wind is going to be, Cora? What team he's going to go with? Because he's going to sit pretty in the Metro West, like you guys have said, with his family. Great education, great place to be. But he's the lame duck now, and he doesn't mind being it. He supported Devers, which, in my opinion, I know that baseball is a team sport, but Devers isn't the guy that you move around and you push and pull. It's just not the veteran status that you do that with. You have other guys that play middle infield that are shiftable. It's embarrassing. It's absolutely embarrassing. And if Breslau isn't gone before Cora, I don't care anymore.
Thanks for the call, Pete. I do not get the feeling Breslau will be gone before Cora. He just got here.
Nope.
And I feel like at some point he has to play the card of, I inherited a manager. Let me go get my own manager. We'll be able to work better together with my
analytics. Has that been the trend, though? What's been the trend?
The trend has been the other guy, the guy in the front office.
General managers go before the managers goes.
But, yes, Dan Ball?
Do you think John Henry would allow Craig Breslau to fire Alex Cora? Because I personally do not. I think it'd go the other way around, where Breslau would get fired, and Cora, who may have an eye on leaving the dugout at some point, would take the next step up to the big
Cora's
office.
So Cora's Cam Neely.
He was
Cora's a made man, and he's not going anywhere until he wants to go somewhere.
When they hired Breslau, he was mentioned in those conversations as maybe having an eye on that.
Oh
job.
Yeah.
Brad Stevens. Okay,
he's
Brad
talked Stevens. About it. The difference with like the player thing, though, it feels like a Cam Neely to me. Like that, the owner is just in love with the ex player, and like he's not going anywhere. I believe in him. If something goes wrong, it's not his fault, kind of thing. And there, Cora's definitely talked about wanting to bump upstairs, wanting maybe a different role at some point.
And I also feel like they are in lockstep because I feel like Alex Bregman was brought in more by Henry at Cora's request than Breslau really being like, yeah, no, this is our guy after the full offseason go through.
So if that's true, then how does the current, how do you make that marry up with the current dynamic where we're basically saying Craig Breslau and the Geeks run the organization?
That's the issue because I don't know if you can.
Like, there's a weird, like, if Cora has the I'm here longer than you are mentality and he knows it, then shouldn't he have cards to play? Shouldn't he have, you know, the old days there were a back door to Bobby Greer or whatever. Shouldn't he be going to talk to John Henry? But like, listen, they made me pull Crochet in the sixth inning. I didn't want to do it. Well, do I keep having to listen to this guy so we lose baseball games? Shouldn't he be able to do that if he's a made man and he's here forever?
Yeah, you'd think. You would think so. You know, and I feel like
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If Alex really wanted to go and this thing was going to dissolve, it would have been last year. They had an opportunity.
Don't think he has his eye on, like, the next job or anything like that, as Pete the caller was insinuating. Because I do think he would get a job. If he's fired, I think he will be hired by somebody immediately. He has a World Series ring. He has a very good reputation. He's good, Ted, at what you said, like sort of the media stuff, the face of the franchise type stuff, which is important, which is part of it, especially in baseball. I mean, look at it. He talks to the media like four times a day.
Do you think it would be easy? You know how hard it was to get a general manager to come here? I mean, how many guys did they interview before they got to Craig Breslow?
A lot.
Imagine what it would take to get a manager to come here. If you know what I mean? So they probably lean on Alex because it's like, this guy wants to be here. And, you know, if we do an interview process, who are we going to get that's going to want to come here that can handle this market?
All right, let's go back to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Paul and Quincy, you're joining us. Talk a little Red Sox. What's up, Paul?
Hey, gentlemen, how are you?
Good.
Hey. Bill Parcells once said, you can't fix dumb. These people are playing dumb. They have the talent. They have the experience, but they're making stupid mistakes. To me, that's on the manager. Okay? If you can't fix it, then they have to fix it in the front office.
All right, thanks for the call, Paul. You can't fix stupid, so they're stupid right now.
Great line, man.
Yeah, it is a great line, and there's some truth to it.
I mean, it's you can't teach inexperience. I mean, there's a lot of young players out there. So if that equals to stupidity, you're seeing inexperienced baseball out there is what you're seeing right now.
So it's funny because I was a believer, Fitzy, that last year when Cora signed the extension, it wasn't just the money. It was like he reached some sort of a working comfort relationship with Breslow. And part of the reason he was cocky that this is the last time we're going to struggle or whatever, was that they were on the same page and he had a feeling they were going to go out and maybe he didn't know the exact guys, but be aggressive, get a Crochet, get a Bregman, change the team, bring in veterans. So how do we get from that, if there was some truth to that then, which I believe there was, to now I'm getting a text, Fitzy, that says, it's simple, Cora is letting Breslow dig his own grave. Like, now he's letting him dig his own grave here? Like, what the hell is going on with the communication and the backroom antics at Fenway Park?
Cora got what he wanted when his guy came in this offseason to both improve morale and leadership as well as defense. And he was the best hitter until he got hurt. Bregman going down was catastrophic for this team. Not that they were playing 800 baseball when the injury happened. This is what happens when there are too many cooks in the kitchen. This is what happens when you have 10 screenwriters on the same screenplay and certain people like, I write dialogue. I'm a narrative guy. I do this. I do like, you have to have a singular vision. Whose vision for a ball club is this? Is it John Henry's? Is it the nerd hive? Is it Breslow? Is it Cora's? Or is it all of them working together? Because I don't think anyone there has a clear vision for what this team should be. Or someone else does. It's not jibing with the way that Alex Cora wants to handle this team. And it's a mess.
So, Ted, the Red Sox are apparently that movie Him that I showed you. The football movie that's also a slasher film that's also a...
Oh, I can't wait for that.
Whatever, like eight different people put ideas in a box and it came out that movie.
You got to get some
show field trip. We're all going to see that when it comes out.
Some goodies before you want to put that.
I don't need the goodies. Couple gummies. Unless it's Miller Lite. Couple Miller Lite. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Tony in Bridgewater. What's up, Tony?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey,
good show. You, John Henry should do what the Celtics did with Brad Stevens and kick Cora up the top. Breslow's a puppet. And he can use all these words. He makes a fool of himself. I don't think he knows what he's doing. And I think Cora is a little bit burnt out, to be honest with you. I'm a Cora supporter, but it doesn't seem like his heart's in it. He says the right things. He's a good interview, but the Celtics succeeded, when they kicked Stevens, put him upstairs. And I think this team needs a little joke like that.
Thanks for the call, Tony. I don't totally disagree, but we weren't saying this like 2 months ago. We said he looks like he's in great shape. He's glowing. He's running. Well, he's in a good mood.
It's the best roster he's had in a long time.
Yeah.
So he seems energized.
So now all of a sudden he's burnt out.
Somehow it's the worst record, Ted.
Yeah.
That's the crazy part.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, I mean, my feeling is behind the scenes, they probably find reasons to justify the season, how it's gone so far. I mean, third baseman out for, you know, several months. Your first baseman out for the season. Tanner Houck, not what was advertised. On and on and on. There's just guys that are underperforming that you didn't think would be this bad. That you know, Trevor Story, nobody thought he'd be this bad, did they? So there's just a lot of things they thought going in was the way it was going to be, and it hasn't turned out that way. So I wonder if they're kind of all looking at it like, you know, like, hey, you know, there's a lot of these factors that have gone into this season so far and that were maybe out of Alex Cora's control.
Yeah, there are. And it just hit me when you said that, the irony of a lot of people were skeptical of Trevor Story. They're like, he'll be gone by Memorial Day because he'll be hurt. Now they wish he was gone by Memorial Day because he's healthy, but he kind of stinks. A little bit of irony in that story for him. Let's go back to the phone lines. Mike in the car, what are your thoughts on the Red Sox right now, Mike?
Hey, guys, a couple of quick points. First, they're grooming two managers. They're grooming Tech and Rep Snyder, both to be managers. Secondly, I think the big domino to fall here is going to be Campbell playing first base. They're going to move Campbell to first base. They're going to move Raphael to second base. Unfortunately, they're going to suffer with the story at shortstop, but that'll allow them to bring up Anthony.
All right, thanks for the call, Mike. Yeah, Cora told us yesterday that Sunday – Christian Campbell will indeed be at first base. Now, whether that coincides with Rafaela moving into the – I thought he was going to say Rafael Devers for a second there at second
that's
base.
What I thought.
I was like, I don't think that's going to work at all. First of all, he should say no to that move. He could get embarrassed.
Can you imagine if you asked him about second base? He's like, yes, I've been waiting for you guys to ask me about second base.
That's the one place I do want to play on defense right now. It will be interesting to see what coincides with Campbell. Well, first of all, don't
moving
we have to
– first, who's going to play second?
Don't we have to see if he can play first? I mean, it could be a train wreck. Right, it could be an absolute train. All I heard when Devers was going to go there is like, you can get embarrassed, you can get hurt, it can be
Sunday
dangerous.
Is so must see with the Campbell move, and of course you got Sale back. I mean, like it's going to be no. I'm sorry, it's Spencer Strider against Crochet, correct? Sunday's huge.
Yes, thumbs up from Dan Ball.
That's a hell of a game on Sunday.
Maybe they'll pull him in the fourth. Just kidding. That snark and sarcasm was uncalled for. I apologize.
Now they'll pull him in the third.
Yeah.
Chops.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.